Good morning, everyone. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices, your radio show about the choices that we get to make in life. And, of course, as we know, just about everything is a choice. And so today we're going to be talking about health, healing, and happiness, because these are also choices. And, you know, healthy people are usually happy people. And in today's world, maintaining our health is not always easy. So today, I'd like to address some of those issues, but before we get into it, I want to tell you that I am a public speaker, and I'm in a different city just about every day. Today, of course, I'm in a hotel room right across from a construction site. And so I thought we were safe. It was quiet, and I was going to do this show with no problems. And just a minute ago, when it was time to do the show, I started hearing the hammering and the drilling. So if you hear hammering and drilling in the background, I am so sorry. It's just the result of being in a different city, a different hotel, a different place, and not having control over the environment in which I get to do my show. But one of the things I know is I have a choice. I can either accept it and have a good attitude about it, or I sit around and fester and be upset and say, well, my people won't want to listen to my show because of all the noise in the background. And I know that some of you don't care about the noise in the background, and I hope that the rest of you will forgive us for the noise. I don't hear it at this exact moment, but I know it's coming back because it was just here a minute ago. So why should we care about our health? Why should we care about our health? It's because everything else depends on it. If we're not healthy, well, we're not going to be able to do all the things that we want to do in our life. And what kind of health am I talking about? Well, physical health, that's the health where we have to care of our body. We have to take care of this vehicle that carries us around, because if we don't take care of this vehicle, we are not going to be able to get around and do the things that we want to do. So what is involved in taking care of the physical? Well, one of the things is balanced nutrition. We need to eat well. And what does that mean, eat well? You know, when I grew up, it was have meat, potatoes, and a vegetable at every meal. Sometimes we also had salad. Sometimes, well, most of the time we had dessert. And we thought we were eating well. We thought we were eating a balanced diet, and that was good for you. But after I grew up and I became very ill with cancer, then I had to eat differently. And the doctor said that eating well was eating a more plant-based diet, eating more vegetables, eating less meat. In fact, he said if I could cut out red meat, it would be good to cut it out altogether. And so I did. I cut it way, way, way down. And that was hard for me because I love hot dogs. I tell you, I could have lived on hot dogs my whole life. In fact, I had them for breakfast almost every day. And then the doctor said, well, you know, it's not going to kill you to have a hot dog twice a year. You can have one on the 4th of July and on Labor Day. And I was like, what? Only the 4th of July and Labor Day? You mean I'll have to wait until that time to have the things that I really, really love? But you know, I've been doing without those hot dogs except for those special occasions, and now I appreciate them even more. And I'm healthier. So something about it works to eat more plant-based vegetables. And stick with a lot of the vegetables that grow above ground. Because remember, if they grow above ground, they're not as full of sugar as things that grow underground. Your carrots and your beets are more sugar-based. And cancer and many other diseases like to feed on that sugar. So let's try to stay away from that refined sugar especially. Another thing you need physically is exercise. You know, we need to get out there and have some form of physical exercise every single day. Now, that's not always easy because of our life cycles. You know, some of us are so busy, we just can't take the time to be out there exercising regularly. So what can we do? Well, we can park a little further out. You know, park your car way out at the other end of the parking lot and walk a little further. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Do a 20-minute walk in the morning and get up 20 minutes earlier and get outside and get into nature where you can be in that fresh air and hear the birds and see the trees. And even where I live in Nevada, you know, where we don't have a lot of trees and the wind blows and we do have sand that blows around, we have beautiful early mornings. And an early morning walk is nice, and we do hear the birds here. There are birds in some of the trees. And just getting out in that nature, it just makes you feel so much better. So, and if you can't do that, get yourself one of those bouncers and just bounce up and down for 15 minutes, because just bouncing up and down in your bouncer will encourage the circulation of lymph and of oxygen throughout your body. So there are little things that we can do in order to keep ourselves more physically fit. And I know some of you don't like exercise. I don't like going to those aerobic classes or having to be in the same class with those girls. You know, I'm an older woman and I'm a little bit heavier, and I don't like to be in there with those young girls with those hard bodies and their cute little pink outfits and their jewelry and their makeup at the gym. But you know what? It's not about them. It's about us. It's about taking care of us. And so we need to get out there and get that oxygen flowing through our body and get that lymph flowing through our body. We need to make sure that we are taking care of us, because the older we get, the more important this physical being is. I'm doing yoga now, and I want to tell you, it's not easy because I didn't do yoga my whole life. And so I go to class, and we stretch, and we move, and they sit in that butterfly position where they have their legs crossed in front of them, and I can't get in that same position as some of the rest of those people. And so I feel a little awkward there. But you know what? At least I'm there, and I'm trying, and I give myself a gold star for doing that, because taking care of our physical body is so very, very important. And so also think about the other foods that you eat. Think about the different kinds of vegetables that you can eat. This is the time of the year when the farmers markets are all there, and you can go and you can get all kinds of fresh vegetables. Just buy whatever they have. And what I do is I make stir fry. Just get out one pan. I have a wok. I put it on the fire. And then stick in a spoonful of coconut oil. I love coconut oil because it's so clean, and it tastes so clean. It tastes so good when you use coconut oil. And I just throw in seven different kinds of vegetables at one time. So a little asparagus, a little broccoli, maybe some green beans, some spinach, some kale. And then you can put in another color of a vegetable if you want, like a yellow squash or a tomato, which isn't really a vegetable, it's a fruit, but you can throw that in. Sometimes I use eggplant. It just depends upon what they have at the farmer's market. And I usually try to throw in a little bit of seven different vegetables and stir those up. And sometimes I put in a little bit of, what do you call that? Tofu. It's made with soy. But sometimes I put a little bit of tofu in it and I stir it up, and sometimes I don't. And sometimes I put a little bit of fish or seafood in it, and it gives it a different flavor. But you just cook that up and put it on some brown rice or some quinoa, or what's really good is even to mix some brown rice and quinoa together and put your vegetables on top of that, of stir-fried vegetables. You've got a great meal, and it tastes good, and it's nourishing, it's good for you, and guess what? Only one pan to wash, only one pan. I hate washing pans. That's never, ever been a favorite thing of mine, and so I absolutely love this, because with the coconut oil, basically I just kind of wipe the pan out with a paper towel, and then I just wash it real quick and put it away. And you don't have a whole ton of things to clean up in the kitchen, and it's summer. You don't want to be stuck in the kitchen for a long period of time. You can do your stir fry outside on the barbecue too. So, you know, just take your pan out there and put it on the barbecue pit and cook out there as well. You can do stir fries anywhere, and they're good, and they're good for you. And this time of year, great, great vegetables available. Some of the other things that you can do if you want to be healthy, make some lifestyle changes. One of the things that would be very good is to do a colonic once in a while. When I got sick with the cancer, the doctor said to me that he wanted me to go and do colonics 10 days straight. And I thought, are you out of your mind? Because see, what you're doing with the colonic is you're cleansing the large intestine or the colon with water from an external source. And that makes sure that your colon and the rest of your digestive system is working in optimum working condition. Actually, the purpose of a colonic is to remove toxic materials and to provide relief of intestinal stress and to enhance appropriate functions by the stimulation of the intestinal muscle. And if left uncleansed, the colon and the liver can accumulate toxins and waste that will deplete your energy and weaken your immune system. And see, that's what we want to do, is we want to keep our immune system strong, because that's what keeps us from getting sick, having a strong immune system. Now, I did that for 10 days straight in the beginning, but now I only have to do it about once every 3 months, just to be sure that I'm keeping my body cleansed on the inside. And I feel a lot better. I feel cleaner. I feel healthier. And so that's what I want you to think about, is how can you have a healthier lifestyle? Another great thing for your body is massage. I'm telling you, massage is so invigorating. It is so fabulous. When you're tired or when your muscles hurt, it's a great way to relieve stress, to relax. And I found this great guy here in Las Vegas. His name is Peter Shanklin. He is probably the best masseuse I've ever been to anywhere in the world. And I've been to one at just about every city where I go, because when I get stressed, my muscles tighten all up, and I get this stiff neck, and then it hurts so bad, my neck and my shoulders. So I go and get deep tissue massage, and it's so good for you. So you want to do that as well. And we're going to be interviewing some massage therapists over the next few weeks on the show. So tune in with us, because we're going to have some great people joining us. In fact, Peter will be joining us one day, and we're going to be talking about the different types of stress in Ayurveda, and it's going to be so interesting. Peter studied in Nepal for about 6 years, and his philosophies are so calming and peaceful. When you talk with him, you just feel really, really good. This is Judy Morio, and this is Choices. Today we're talking about health, healing, and happiness. But I always want to talk about what you want to hear about. So do me a favor and send me an email, Judy, that's J-U-D-I, at judymorio.com, and let me know what kinds of things you would like us to talk about on this show, because Choices is about you. It's about the choices that you make in your life. It's about the things that you want to do in order for you to be healthier, happier, wealthier. And so let me know, Judy, at judymorio.com, J-U-D-I, J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. And, you know, while you're over there, go to judymorio.com and sign up for my newsletter. We send out a free monthly newsletter, and when you do that, you'll receive an audio download of my recording, Realize Who You Are. And you'll also be receiving the monthly newsletter, which is going to give you tips and techniques for building a better life, for making better choices, for staying happier, for staying healthier. And also, you'll be getting the Choices Magazine. Choices Magazine comes out 4 times a year. We have about 20 fabulous writers that write great articles on all types of wellness, physical, emotional, spiritual, intellectual, occupational, social, environmental. They're going to talk to you about worry and how to overcome worry, because after all, we know worry is a form of negative prayer, and you don't want to be doing that. So sign up for the Choices Magazine. If you want to read any back issues, just go to www.choicesonlinemedia.com. ChoicesOnlineMedia.com, and you can get the back issues of the magazine as well as the archives for the last 6 months of my radio show. So go over there and take a look. There may be some other things that you might be interested in. You know, Americans are living longer than ever, but we can really expect to celebrate fewer birthdays than people in 41 other nations. Now, that's according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Life expectancy for a U.S. resident born in 2004 is 77.9 years, and that puts us in 42nd place among 222 countries. Tiny little Andorra in Europe, they top the list at 83.5 years, and Japan is coming in second. Experts point to several causes, including the high obesity rate we have in our country. For our country, plummeting rank. 20 years ago, the U.S. ranked 11th. And look where we are now. Way, way, way down. Experts see this as a wake-up call to strengthen efforts to prevent heart disease, obesity, cancer, and diabetes among Americans. So this is a wake-up call, and we want to be healthier. We want to be happier. And we have to do that by taking care of ourselves. And so we also need to think about how much rest do we get? Do you get enough sleep? Do you get enough rest? You know, I always thought, well, I only need 4 hours of sleep a night. I've got things to do. And I didn't sleep more. But then after the cancer, I started sleeping more. And I want to tell you, I feel better when I sleep more. And sometimes during the day when I start to get tired, I just take a little short nap. And then I feel so much better. So this is something that you might want to consider. When you're tired, just rest a little bit. You know, you have a right to take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. This is important. And another thing you can do is journal. Journal. Write in your journal about what you're doing every day to take care of yourself. I designed a journal. It's called the Achievement Journal. And it has a way to measure every 21 days. I can measure how I'm doing in all of the 8 areas of my life. And I can also write down everything I eat if I want to. I can write how I feel if that's what I want. But the journal is absolutely imperative to my health because I keep track of what I'm doing. And it's such a good thing. And also in the journal, put in your pictures of your goals, your health goals, your financial goals, all the other goals that you want. Because having goals and focusing forward keeps us from looking back. And we want to stay as positive as we can and look forward. So do that journaling every day. That'll make a big difference. If you want to see my journal, go over to judymario.com and you can take a look at the journal there. They also have it available on Amazon.com and you can find it in any of your major bookstores. It's called the Achievement Journal and it's the best journal you'll ever find anywhere. And if you work that journal, you work that success plan, that achievement plan, you can't help but reach your goals and be successful at the things you want in your life. Another type of health that we need to concentrate on is our emotional health. We need to understand our feelings, and, you know, your journal helps you do that. In the front of the journal, I have 24 pages that are asking you questions about your life. And these are questions that sometimes we never ask ourselves. And when you read the question, you have to kind of delve deep inside yourself to find out what the answer is to that question. And so you start thinking, wow, I didn't really know I felt like that. Or I didn't know I was carrying around that kind of anger. Because we need to know what these different emotions feel like. What does it feel like to be stressed? What does it feel like to be angry? What does it feel like to have anxiety? What does it feel like when we're really sad or we have deep-seated sorrow or we haven't gotten over the grief of having lost someone or something that we love very, very much? And so we need to learn to understand our feelings and give ourselves a mental checkup now. And then write in that journal to diffuse your stress. And find quiet time to relax your mind, meditate, sit in the quiet, concentrate on just one thing. I concentrate on the number one. I try to keep the number one in the forefront of my mind when I'm trying to get my mind to calm down and quit running around every which direction. Sometimes I think I have adult ADD because I just can't seem to get my mind to focus on one thing. It jumps here, it jumps there, it jumps everywhere. I heard someone at the Health, Healing, and Happiness event yesterday call it the monkey mind. It's just jumping around every which direction. And so the meditation has really helped me, and I just focus on the number one. And whenever my mind starts to run off in another direction, I bring it back to the number one. And I try to put the number one right in the forefront of my, you know, when you close your eyes, right there in the forefront of your eyes, almost like right in the center of your forehead, I try to see in my mind the number one there in a white light. And just bring myself back to that number one. Bring myself back to that number one. Because that is going to help you to get your mind to focus, to stay centered. And you almost, you'll go to like this quiet spot. And sometimes I wake up and I don't even know that 20 minutes has gone by because I've been so focused on the number one. And then those are the times when I get really good answers, really good answers. And that has to do with our spiritual health, too, you know, our meditation. Meditation is a very spiritual experience. And so when you meditate, you kind of find your purpose in life. And you're starting to take care of yourself. And you start staying connected to yourself. And you stay connected to the universe and the higher being, and you find meaning in little things that you do every day. You find new meaning. And so you want to have that spiritual help. You want to have something that you hang on to that helps you feel a feeling of love, a feeling of being embraced, a feeling of being happy and centered and at peace with yourself. And that will help your emotional and your physical health as well. And so concentrate on this. There are so many different types of health that we want to have. You want to have intellectual health as well. Keep learning. You know, we're either getting better or we're getting worse. We're not staying the same. So every day of your life, you need to get 1% better. Just concentrate on learning one little thing every day, something that will help make your life a little bit better. Now, that could be anything from studying a subject like physics to math, or it could be planting a tomato plant in your backyard. It could be walking around the block and learning something about the neighbors who live down the street, or it could be something about learning to be a healthier you, learning to eat differently, learning how to make yourself look better. Because when you look better, you feel better as well. I have to tell you, when I look in the mirror and I'm looking good, then it helps me to feel good. But if I look bad, boy, sometimes my spirits just really go down. So take care of all of these different types of health. This is so very, very important for you. And your environmental health. Respect nature. Respect your environment. Preserve and improve the environmental conditions around you. Reduce the noise whenever you can. Reduce the pollution whenever you can. And reduce any unnecessary consumption of natural resources. Take care of your environment because this is all we have. And you know, even your internal, by in your house, I mean not your internal of your body, but internal, not external like outside, but inside your house. Use color to lift your spirits. I mean, you've probably noticed that certain colors have certain effects on your feelings and your moods, haven't you? I mean, we feel different when we wear a bright color than we do when we wear a drab color. I know that when I wear turquoise, I feel totally different than when I wear gray. And when you walk into a dimly lighted room, you're going to feel different than you do when it is brightly lighted. So colors, think about what colors make you feel good. You know, colors from the upset spectrum are colors like yellow and orange and red and violet. And they give you energy and they help you feel kind of exciting physically and emotionally. And then you have colors that have an energizing effect. You can use blue to create a relaxing, peaceful, calming effect, similar to the feelings that you might get when you're in a place where you see and experience blue, like blue sky and the ocean. And so use blue in your surroundings. I love the white and blue combination of things. It makes me feel like I'm at grandma's house when I have white and blue and I see little geese on the wall. Now, my house is done in bright colors. I have it done in gold and oranges and rust because I surround myself with very up colors that are energizing and that help to relieve any kind of depression and that help to make me very happy. And green plants add a healing energy to any room. So put some nice green plants around your house. Be sure to take care of them because their health is very important as well. You don't want those green plants to die from lack of nourishment or lack of water. And speaking of water, are you drinking your 8 glasses of water every day? Because it is so important for you to cleanse the inside of that body of yours. And you do that by drinking water. I can't tell you how many people I've run across lately that said to me, I don't like water. Now, how can you not like water? It doesn't have any taste at all. So they say, I don't like water. I don't like the taste of water. I drink other things instead. I drink coffee. I drink tea. I drink orange juice. And it does the same thing for me. Well, I guarantee you that if you wash your clothes in coffee, tea, or orange juice, it will not be the same thing that it does as when you wash your clothes in water. So think about that. Water cleanses the body. And your body is made up of water. You need to replenish water. Sometimes when we feel like we're really hungry, it's not because we're hungry. It's because our body is craving water. So when you feel hungry and you don't feel like this is the time that you should feel hungry, that you shouldn't be hungry now because you just ate, go drink a glass of water and see if that doesn't help you. Because very often your body is saying, I need water. And so many of us are dehydrated, especially those of us who live out here in the desert like I do in Las Vegas. I live in the desert and we do get dehydrated. In the summertime, you'll see me everywhere I go. I have a bottle of water in my hand because you just can't live without water. And so you know your body better than anyone else. You've been with you all your life. And you know how to feel when you've exercised or you've accomplished something or you've eaten a healthy meal. And you know how you feel when you're not drinking enough water. So you start doing that. You start taking care of you. You know, when our natural healing ability doesn't function automatically, something is terribly wrong. And it is not going to function automatically if you don't start taking care of you. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choice. Thank you for joining us today. Remember, we always want to talk about what you want to hear about. So contact me, Judy@JudyMario.com, and let me know what it is that you want to hear us talk about on Choices. Because every day of your life, you have choices to make. And I want you to make the best choices possible for your life so that you will be successful, so that you will be healthy, so that you will be wealthy, so that you will be happy. That's the goal. And go to choicesonlinemedia.com to get our magazine, Choices. It's free of charge. It's yours. Go to choicesonlinemedia.com and get your new issue now. Joining me? And remember, you are more than enough.